Guys, I'm worried about Brooke today.
Wait, what?
Oh no, Brooke.
In a great mood.
Well, just because I know she doesn't handle bad news very well.
Oh no.
So
we have bad news.
I can only imagine how devastated she must have felt when she looked at Forbes magazine and found Jay-Z just passed her in total net worth.
Brooke, you love Jay-Z.
I do love Jay-Z.
And if you didn't hear, Jay-Z isn't just a billionaire anymore. He's now a multi-billionaire.
It's crazy.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
This is insane.
Somebody get Brooke a box of wine when I tell you this, because Forbes says he's now worth $2.5 billion. Just edging out Brooke. And not
just
to don't want to enrage her any further, but they even broke down where all of Jay-Z's money is coming from.
And this
I want to know this.
This is the most insane part, because music is way down on the list.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
See, Brooke has clearly studied the list thoroughly to find out how to beat him. But $310 million from his Armand de Brignac champagne.
Oh, that's the liquor.
The champagne.
Yeah,
the champagne,
I'm more of a cook's guy, so.
Class?
Relatable.
$220 million in cash and investments, including $70 million stake in Uber.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he had a share.
Every time you drunkenly Uber home from the bars at 2 in the morning, Jay-Z gets a little bit richer.
That's right. You're welcome.
$100 million from the Deuce Cognac. Is that right?
Yeah, that's his liquor. That's the liquor I was thinking about.
$100 million from Tidal, the music streaming service.
Wait, people are still using that?
I thought that place went bankrupt.
I've never even heard of that.
It's worth $100 mil still.
Ow.
Really?
$75 million from Roc Nation, his entertainment agency.
Yeah.
$75 million from his music catalog. $70 million from his personal art collection.
Oh, my God. His art collection is worth almost as much as his music catalog.
Investments.
And $50 million in real estate.
Whoa.
So I know that's all pretty depressing to hear, but we do have one thing that Jay-Z doesn't have.
What's that?
That's a dog shock collar that we use to electrocute each other with. So take that, young Hova. We're getting into the shock collar question of the day with our own... with our own version of Jay-Z, Digital Jake. Jake, take it away.
Digital Jake Z.
Previously on the shock collar question of the day, we pitted the sexes against each other, Brooke and Alexis, against Jeff and Jose.
It was a battle.
In a boys versus girls edition of Cap or No Cap.
Yeah.
We won.
And the girls did win.
While the ladies did take the win in overtime, afterwards, we received a report from the Cap or No Cap commissioner's office.
No way.
What? And it reads as follows.
Oh my, I think Jay-Z's a part of this.
He bought it and he has a couple shares.
It reads, quote, due to an illegal chair height infraction by one member of the ladies team.
No way.
Specifically, what? Brooke.
A chair what?
Height infraction.
Your chair height. Chair's too high. Low. I think mine's too high.
We have no choice but to wipe that game off the record books.
No.
Okay, you started the game saying that it was going to finally determine who is smarter and there was no other questions afterwards.
And then you moved your chair, Brooke.
I didn't chair.
The victory's been abdicated by the league. And in order to avoid further infractions, Brooke's chair must be set to the lowest possible available setting, including for this game.
No, I'm only going higher.
Still going to cheat.
When they go low, I go high.
That's signed, Commissioner Arlo Fox.
Oh,
Brooke's mom is the commissioner?
Arlo is not anyone in my family.
Brooke's mom has spoken, so it looks like we're all tied up again and ready to go for another first time ever for the second time ever game of Cap or No Cap.
Wow.
We'll start once again with the notorious rule breakers, Brooke and Alexis. Science has found, although minimally, coffee does indeed stunt your growth. Cap or no cap?
I thought this was a whole lie.
I thought it was two.
Well, Alexis worked as a barista in a coffee shop. Did you have a lot of short people coming in?
I wouldn't say that. No, not a lot.
But
of
her
short
herself,
people.
Very tiny.
That is true.
No, but he said minimally. Like, he specifically said as little as humanly possible. So that's why I think it may be no cap. If he hadn't said that, I would have said cap.
Okay, fine. I trust you.
All right, I'm going to say no cap.
Yeah.
They said no cap, and that's cap. No scientific link between coffee and stunted growth.
I should have listened to Alexis. She had it right.
Someone clip that and save that forever.
Please.
Gentlemen, you use up to 30% of your taste buds during an underwater ride in a submarine.
What?
Cap or no cap?
What a weird statement.
Why would that happen? Because of, like, the water pressure it affects how you taste?
The air pressure, maybe.
Or just, like, you've been breathing the same air for so long.
Oh, my God. Gross. Can you imagine how stagnant things are down there?
Why don't we think about the opposite? Like, when you're in an airplane, they make airplane food saltier because you can taste it less. I know this because I watch a lot of food stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why airplanes. Yeah. So I think we go no cap.
Let's say it. No cap.
They said no cap, and that's cap.
Oh, really?
Jose is right, though. You do lose 30% temporarily when you fly because of the dryness and the elevation.
But not under.
Underwater. Oh,
darn it.
Interesting.
We're over. Back to the ladies.
All right.
Ooh, good
the
game.
Name for the Google search engine didn't actually come from the meaning, which is a number with 100 zeros. It originally came from the word ogle, as to spy on information and pictures.
Didn't we just discuss Google came about after the Janet Jackson? No, that was YouTube.
I think that was just you saying that.
I don't know. You said that, and we were YouTube. Like, oh, really?
But without two O's, it would be Go Ogle. Like it would be an instruction instead of Google.
Was it made to spy on people?
What Brooke was saying before was that Google Images started because
J-Lo's
dress.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's where we got to. You're right.
Which, YouTube because of Janet Jackson's boobs.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that was also true, though.
Brooke just likes to creep on women.
Yeah. I'm serious. Maybe everybody likes to creep on women. That's why it was called Ogle.
You think Go Ogle?
Maybe. Why not? It's
sure.
Fun, right?
Go Ogle is no cap.
They said no cap, and that's cap. We just made that up completely.
Wow. It sounds like Go Ogle, though.
Yeah, really loves Go Ogle. Boys, you get this right. We don't have to go to overtime. Here's your statement.
Pressure.
Rice is actually one of the worst things you can use for a wet phone, as it does long-term damage, cap or no cap. What?
Jose is the rice expert, though, so I think I need to default to you on the qualities of rice.
I will say, I've always known and heard that the rice thing works.
My mom's done it before.
I've done it so many times.
Yeah. But maybe it works so well where it takes all the moisture, like, out of your actual hard drive.
What?
I
don't think they put moisture in your hard drive when they make
it. Well, you know what I mean? It, like, there's little rice particles. Whenever you, open a bag of rice, there's tiny little flakes of rice in there that could get in your phone and damage it.
I think that this is... What's the statement? I'm sorry.
Rice is actually one of the worst things you can use for a wet phone.
Let's go no cap on this.
Let's go no cap.
Okay. They said no cap. And that's no cap.
Yeah! We're so smart. We totally knew it.
Rice is horrible for your phone.
I was so confident.
Why does it work then?
It does get the water out, but it does speed up the corrosion process, which can lead to rust in your phone later on.
The little particles. You were right, Jeff.
Gentlemen, the first ever winners of Boys vs. Girls, cap or no cap.
That is so not fair.
This is just what society is, Alexis. This is a real look at how it works.
Okay, let's get singing.
Go find them on Go Ogle. All right. Well, the girl's going to get shocked if somebody wanted to hear Work From Home by Fifth Harmony.
Ooh, good.
You don't got to go to work, but you got to work.
There's so many.
Reading is hard.
You have to say work seven times.
I got it right.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.